بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran Through the Living Quran. We have been reviewing chapter number 53, Surah An-Najm, the chapter of the star. And in our previous discussions, specifically the last two, the talk was about the idols that the polytheistic Arabs used to worship. And as we saw in our previous discussion, that God talked about many different idols within the Quran. And actually, God went to great lengths to actually even mention the names of these idols, which the disbelievers used to adore and worship and submit themselves to. And as we recall, that God said that, you know, these angels, or these idols rather, have no power, no benefit. They can do nothing for you. Contrary to God, who has created everything and has the power to do whatever he wants. And we saw that one of the things that the all-merciful God did was to give the Prophet of Islam the ability to take the night journey on the Mi'raj. Today, in part number 6, we want to look at the topic of falsehood. And we would be reviewing just one verse, verse number 23. And as we will see, the commentary from Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur is very brief in this regards. But nonetheless, let us have a listen to the Arabic of this verse, followed by its English translation, and then we'll come back with the points to reflect upon, and some of the takeaway messages that we can hopefully learn and try to implement within our day-to-day life. God says the following in verse number 23 of Surah An-Najm.
إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءٌ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنفُسُ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَى.
These are nothing but names which you have devised, you and your ancestors, for which God sent down no authority. They follow nothing but assumptions and what the ego desires, even though guidance has come to them from their Lord. Now, God uses the word sultan, and the meaning of the word sultan is an authority, and this as it has been used in the Quran. And this is in the meaning of proof and evidence, which is actually the source of domination. The idolaters considered each one of their idols to be a manifestation of a universal action. And so one of their idols was the expression of power, one was the personification of knowledge, one was created, or one was an expression of love, one for anger, and so on and so forth. However, when we look at this in the face of such beliefs, the Quran tells us, and the Quran says, that go ahead and fill your mouths with these names and titles. However, we have to realize that in reality, these idols have no authenticity to them, and these names have no actual reality in the real world. That these were just idols created by the hands, and the names were just given to these idols, but they have no authority to affect change in the world. They have no ability to dominate or overpower anyone or anything, as God says that He has sent no authority to these idols that you worship. And God told these people and tells us that when people worship idols, these stones and these figures made from their own hands, that they follow nothing but assumptions and what their ego, what their passions desire. Even though, obviously, God, as God says, that the guidance has come to them from their Lord, but they chose to openly deny and reject the guidance of God. As for the takeaway messages for today from this one verse, let us reflect on the following points that Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati has specified in his commentary. Point number one is that one's ancestors are those who shape the culture of the preceding generations. If you look at it from both points of view, those communities that are righteous, that are on the path of religion, on the path of following God through divine revelation, most of the times it is because their ancestors, their forefathers have shaped their culture, right? Not only religious culture, but, you know, many other things that we incorporate into the word culture. And similarly, for the most part, those who worship idols, who engage in polytheism, or even those who reject God, we can even say that they do so many times due to their preceding generations teaching them the ways and their religious precepts. Point number two to keep in mind and reflect is that it is forbidden to blindly imitate one's forefathers. Islam is a religion built on knowledge, on reflection, on contemplation, and we have clear verses of the Quran in which God tells us that we should never blindly follow our forefathers in religious matters. Yes, we can take guidance and inspiration from them, but ultimately it is up to each and every one of us to make up our own mind and our own decisions when it comes to religious guidance. The third and final point is that any time one condemns the erroneous ways of others, they must at the same time show the right path to follow. So it's not enough to condemn people and their backwards ways or their misguided, misdirected ways in life. Rather, at the same time, we must also give them the right path to follow, teach them the right way, show them the right path. And in this case, if we condemn polytheism, the worship of idols, the worship of stones, the worship of photos of what we think God may look like, then we have to condemn it and at the same time teach the people the right path to follow. What are the right teachings to bring about within their lives? We ask God to allow us to continue to be able to read and reflect on the Quran and to benefit from its life-giving teachings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.